Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
When you get in the car with them, the radio goes off.
Off.
Same.
Is it because you guys like want to talk because you enjoy each other's company?
It's because they want to talk to us so bad.
And I'm like, I can actually have both. And he's like, I can only hear one thing at one time.
That is me as well.
I have an insanely one-track mind. I can't read a text and like I'll be reading a text and someone will say something to me and I'll finish reading the text.
While you're talking, I could listen to an album underneath.
That's what I'm saying. It's like while I'm talking, somebody will be like not hearing me, you know, because they're
whereas I just heard. If it was you, then that is
true. And something I'm super important that I'm sharing.
Doesn't have multitasking. It couldn't be me.
Sometimes it feels like you guys don't really hear me, like you're sort of in your heads.
Multitasking.
Like, I could be saying something really important.
Couldn't be me.
So that you can work.
Yeah, sometimes I get on that shit. Focus beats, I play hit, because that can work for me real good. But everything else in my neighborhood, I got talking in my ears while I wash my dishes.
Talking in my ears
while I make some wishes.
Talking in my ears
while I wash the dishes.
Talking in my ears.
Did we accidentally start the podcast already?
Did we? We can if we want. That was pretty.
It was pretty.
It was really pretty.
All right, we started.
Yeah, we
started.
Great. I feel like the levels are good.
Are great. Keep it all, Brett.
Keep it.
But let's just chat. Scott, level's good for you?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
They could talk to us. They just don't. They know that once the podcast has started, their language is music. Speaking of language, let me use some. Welcome to Off Book
the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna.
We're sitting opposite each other.
Wow.
It's because we have two friends.
We have two incredible guests who we love so much. And in this sort of run up to our 300th episode, we thought we gotta get them back.
Please welcome back to the show, favorites, sweet talents.
Singers, angels, geniuses.
Mary Lou
and
Philip Labus.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
That was incredible.
We also have Scott Passarella, King of Pianos of Kings. We have Brett Morris,
that feeling when the chord hits.
And you know what wouldn't be bad? If he also had a drum pad. He's both of them today.
Look at you. You are multitasking.
Dana's in meetings. And Brett, you are multitasking.
It's pretty
incredible. I've never seen someone multitask more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like producing and guitars and drums.
He's got a lot.
two
kind of makes you feel silly, yeah, for just doing one damn thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to not even like prepare that thing.
No.
Kind of makes
no.
me feel like a fool.
Kind of makes me feel like I tricked y'all.
It is really insane how this is a job that people can have.
Well, and yeah, boy, did we.
And aren't we using that word extremely generously? Yeah.
And
we
job,
feel, and
yeah.
we feel very yes. lucky to be.
Yes, even job adjacent is mm-hmm. something to be grateful for. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, hey, happy writer's strike, everyone.
Happy writer's strike. Yeah. And a happy writer's strike to you.
And a happy writer's strike.
And a happy writer's strike to all who celebrate and to all who observe picket lines, which I would hope is everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah. No scabs.
Did you
no
know, scabs. And I didn't realize
ouch,
this,
ouch.
But in Philadelphia, thank you, Nicole, my beautiful, wonderful genius wife, who will never listen to this, but she told us, she told me, in Philly, when basically any of the unions are picketing, they bring out a giant inflatable rat.
Scabby the Rat.
Whose name is Scabby the Rat. And he's scary because, like,
he's terrifying.
Don't cross Scabby the Rat. There's a picket line. Yeah. I had not heard about this.
He's like diseased looking.
There's both a really scary version and like a newer, cuter
version.
Oh,
a cute
version.
One? Like a family friendly version?
I guess. People were
well,
like.
Well, it's like, don't hurt Scabby the Rat. Don't be sad.
Yeah.
But also but don't be Scabby the Rat.
Isn't it meant to be don't Scabby. Be Scabby the Rat?
But also don't cross the picket line because Scabby's here.
Because well, yeah, we didn't understand what Scabby's motivation is. Is he the ultimate scab or is he our sweet mascot?
Yeah, is he a hero or is he the ultimate villain? Yeah.
Hold on. No, we have to talk about this a little bit more.
Because I think Scabby's a hero.
He's literally part of the picket line, right?
Right. Yeah.
So if we're judging him by his actions, Scabby the Rat is doing the right picketing. Thing.
But I thought he was sort of like held something you destroy there. And destroy an effigy. Like when yeah. you like mm. you
no,
burn
no,
something.
No, he's an icon.
You know, because at protests you could have, burn an effigy. You could have an effigy of the bad guys. They, mm. Even though they'd be part of the grouping, they would not be who we're rooting for.
Now let's be clear though. If you wanted me to not root for someone, you wouldn't make him more family friendly and call him Scabby the Rat, which to me sounds like an adorable children's.
Yes. Right. If you're making
book.
Him family friendly and you're bringing him to every pick, I'm like, this guy supports all unions, which but his I, name is Scabby the Rat.
Right. And you don't want to be a rat.
You don't want to be a rat or a scab.
Well, but like you well, want to like, be some rats you want
to
be.
Yeah, everybody wants
Remy,
to be a rat.
You want to
sure,
be.
Sure, sure, sure. I think
everybody wants to be a rat.
Yeah. I think absolutely justice for rats, sadness for rats. But like it seems like if your name is Scabby the Rat, you are the bad guy.
You would think.
And the original.
Maybe he's changed his ways.
And the original.
Maybe he's reformed.
And the original version of Scabby that we all see is scary and looks like the bad guy.
Really scary.
Which
looks
means
like
that
the bad guy.
In the same way that like Disney has like given an arc to certain villains, it could be sort of the opposite. Like a villain could become a good guy.
Yeah, you're saying maybe we don't know his story. Maybe it's a wicked like story of Scabby.
Yeah,
the
sort of a wicked.
Yeah. He couldn't help the way he was born. He was born in the gutter, in the dirt. Because he had to fight and scrabble for what he.
At first he thought he was fighting alone, and then he realized the power of collective bargaining.
Yes.
Right.
But he started on the streets of London. Just any other rat.
One rat among many, the filth, the vermin of the streets, shouted at and shooed away with little creepy scrappy feet.
Just a single pair of paws. No, sorry, it's two pairs of paws. He's doing the best he can because it's all he knows. But do we know Scabby?
No Scabby. Do we know Scabby?
He was destitute and poor. A ratty little thing looked up to the icons like the London Rat King.
He saw them with their money, their towers of coins and gold, and he thought that can't be mine because fortune favors the bold.
Do we
Scabby?
Do we
shabby, scabby.
But he knew that he could grow if he could be so bold and one day be king.
Scabby, 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 scabby. Do we know scabby? Do we know scabby?
No one knows.
It's about time.
Strike, strike, will you stand with us?
Why, the fishmongers are also going on strike.
We, the bricklayers of London, are also going on strike.
We, the candlemakers of London, are going on strike.
Butchers, bakers, are you in or are you out?
Hell yeah.
We're here.
We're in.
Yes, the candlestick
Rubber
makers.
Rub-a-dub-dub. The butchers, the bakers, and the candlestick makers are all here.
And don't forget us, the pie makers.
And the pie makers and the bricklayers.
And the fishmongers.
And the fishmongers.
Yeah,
all of London is unionising.
The working folk are on strike. It's about time we got a fair cut of the source materials that what get brought in by these mighty ships of the merchant marine. The, you know,
the merchant
marine. The merchant class.
The mercantile.
The
class.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Class.
The mercantile class.
And nobody better cross this picket line, not from the richest idiot to the lowest dummy.
Nobody better cross this line.
No matter if you're rich and dumb and stupid or poor and dumb and stupid. Nobody better be crossing
that line. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. If you are mildly intelligent, you better not cross
you
this
also
line.
Better not
whether
cross
you're
this
reasonably
line.
Intelligent and rich or reasonably intelligent and poor.
Middle class, and your mates are like, oh, he's got a good head on his shoulders. You better not
cross this line.
And let's be clear about one more thing.
Come on.
If you happen to be rich and very intelligent,
okay.
What?
You better not cross that line.
Oh, and what if you got not two coins to rub together, not two pins to your name, but boy, aren't you some sort of genius of all?
You better not cross that line. So pretty much everyone.
Yeah,
so
everyone, please don't cross this line.
We've covered it, right.
Otherwise, this town won't eat. They won't have light. They won't have bricks.
None of their fish will be monged.
None of their fish will be monged.
Nope.
And unmonged fish.
Trying to eat unmonged fish. Awful.
Do we need to make a sort of provision? Oh, no, it's a silly idea.
No, say it.
Well, we've talked about rich people.
Yeah.
We've talked about poor people.
Yeah.
Right. We've talked about folks of middling, high and low intelligence.
Yeah. Sure.
But we've only talked about people.
Oh, yeah. That's
great. Do we need like human beings?
Right. Do we need to establish...
No ghosts.
I don't think so. No ghosts. Sure. ghosts are ex-people, so I think they're
looped in. Okay. They're like sort of a subclass.
Pretty much everyone we consider a person in London except one group of people.
Right, rats.
Rats.
Oh.
Rats are not people.
Rats are not people.
Because they're rats.
So we don't
rats.
Need to include them in the list is what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, they can't even have an effect on the economy, can they?
It's a good point. If I try to think of one time a rat had an effect on the economy, I wouldn't have been able to
think of it. I can think of one time.
Well, actually, there's one pretty big time that
rat did affect the economy. Okay.
But like, apart from that,
yeah.
But still, apart from that, real one big time.
Attend the tale of a rat made one rich. How did he get himself in such a prodigious sitch? Attend the tale of a rat made rich. How did he do it? Where, why, and which? It was a pie shop on the corner. He was struggling to make ends, and it started to leave its pie out.
and it never would defend against the scraps and the crust that they thought they would never need. And they said, come try the crust if you will, if you want and need.
So the rats came in, this rat came in, and he took what he wanted and he resold it, resold it. Yes, he did. He's a middleman rat.
He was a pirate. A middleman rat. He was a pirate. A middleman rat. He grabbed that pie and with that he sold my scrap. He was a pirate. A middleman rat.
I diddle diddle, I play on my fiddle and I tell you a tale or two about this rat and the friends that he made, cause he made a friend or two. Hear his fiddle and hear his song. Once he's in the middle, he can't go wrong. Yes, he comes along and he sells you what was on the street.
You know, if you cross him, you'll get the shank. He's got a heavy black beard and an eye patch, and if you even compliment them, he'll make you walk the plank.
He was a pirate. Between fiddling, making his margin right at the seams, doing what he must, doing what he can on the high seas.
On the high seas.
I just thought of another time rats affected the plague.
Oh, oh sure.
Big yeah. time rats affect
but
on
I
the
was
rat
black of, one, bubonic. I was thinking of Scabby, the pie rat, the middleman rat.
Oh, right. Scabby.
I remember him. I remember
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's the richest rat in town.
Yeah.
He's the only rat who makes people money.
Right.
But yeah, also
well, he's
the plague.
Well, I mean,
he lives in the top of that big, tall building in the centre of London.
Well, that's how he got so rich, right? He de-unionised the pie makers.
Right.
He de-unionised the fishmongers.
He talked to all those dukes and lords and what got little kickbacks.
And I know there was that bridge where I felt like, well, maybe he was just doing what he can. Maybe that's his untold story. But I don't think that.
I don't think so.
Not until, part of the tale. I don't think there's more. Unless there's more, I don't know. Because I only claim to be of middling intelligence.
Right. What was your middling intelligence?
Middling, yeah.
I'm low.
Yeah. Low.
Low.
Well, I'm low.
I think I'm above average, but it turns out...
I think so too.
It turns out about 75% of people think they're above average, which is mathematically impossible.
That is.
See, but that was that kind is. Of an intelligent thing to know.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be...
You might be the tops be. Of at least the group gathered.
Guys, stop it. You make me blush.
Mr. Scabby?
Aye.
well, we were delighted to get your report. The lords are very, very pleased. They're very, very pleased with your reports on the latest strike.
Good.
We're hoping to give you, a bit of gold for your trouble, a bit of rubies for your satchels.
You're trying to keep the well-oiled machine called the London economy rolling.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, yeah.
Let me tell you something I learned on the high seas.
You're such a big rat.
Oh yes, I am 2 feet tall.
Such a huge rat. Still, still small for me to speak to, but
and I stand
rat.
On my two back feet.
Yeah.
Well, when you're not riding around on me, meow meow.
Yes, on my pet cat slash loyal
pet
assistant.
Slash horse, but still a cat.
We're just hoping that you'll, behave this time around the very same way you did last time. Is that, Are we under the same impressions? The lords would like to know. They'd like some assurances. You know, time has gone by since you sold pie scraps. No, what, 7.5 years ago? No, wait, let me think. 16 years ago, the last time you sold you sold pie scraps. We just want to make sure that, you know, we can expect the same from you, Scabby.
What exactly are you expecting? I'm not clear.
They're saying that you are going to act just the same way, undercutting the unions at every turn.
Of course.
Being the predictable villain that we know you to be.
Yes. Got it. Yeah. Nothing to worry about. I got it now. I can give you what you want. You just got to tell me how. Things sway to the left, they sway to the right. But I got my sea legs long ago on a dark and stormy night.
And you haven't had a change of heart.
No.
You haven't grown as a person in any way.
No, no, no.
Don't worry, hasn't that a change of heart? How he was is how he'll stay.
Oh, that's very good news to hear. I'm glad we made this thing so clear. We want you to keep the people fed, keep the bricks laying bricks and the lights by their bed. Make sure the city keeps spinning, make sure the top keeps winning. And we need the little pirate underneath the scenes to make that happen, to fulfill our dreams.
Well, I haven't had a change of heart.
I haven't had a change of heart.
It would take awful lots to make me have a change of heart.
He hasn't had a change of heart.
No, sir.
He hasn't had a change of heart. He has always been this way, and the way that he was is how he'll stay.
Then here's our deposit ruby. It's quite large. Deposit good. Ruby?
Thank you. Let me count it. Oh.
Good job, Meowie.
Someone is opening the door. Hold on.
Excuse me, I'm on my way out. I'm just hello.
That is good because I have trouble opening and closing the door.
Oh, I will open the door.
It is my greatest foible. If you close the door in the room where I am, I cannot get out. If you open the door...
I can open this door for you.
Oh, no, you just leave it open while this person comes in.
May I come in? I'm so sorry.
Yes, do you have an appointment with Scabby the Rat?
I don't have an appointment.
State your name for Scabby the Rat and his pirate records.
Oh, hi. Well, hi there, Scabby. I'm Tiny Jim. And,
A very small...
Very small rat.
Rat yes. named very Tiny rat. Jim.
Named Tiny
he
Jim.
Is only 1 foot tall, so only small.
But I'm sorry if I seem a little shy. You probably don't know me, but I know you, because I think you're my father.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, maybe. The sexual prowess of Scabby the Rat is known far and wide.
Oh, that doesn't surprise you. I was just wondering... Listen, my family back in... where am I from? What is this accent? Who knows?
London.
London. The streets of London. My family, we've hit some hard times. My family, all the rats, and we were thinking maybe you might have some kindness on us and spare a dime or two.
Spare a dime?
You see, the union's being closed down. We've all gone so hungry.
Right, because you can't have any of the well-made labour or products that unions provide.
Right, the pie maker used to leave out his pie scraps, and the fishmonger used to leave out his monged fish scraps, and the cheesemaker and the candles, we don't need those.
Yes, but now the giant corporations, they own all of the pie construction, and so pies are much too expensive, and they leave scraps out for no one.
Right, and the strikes and stuff, and so we were just wondering, would you take pity on a tiny, tiny rat? What are you thinking? What are you thinking about that? I know you had a meeting and you probably want to be done, but I was thinking you could listen to your maybe, possibly son. I know I'm small and I'm not much to be proud of. I know I don't have a lot, but my family's grown from the ground up. There's so many
many mouths to feed. A money you bleed. So many mouths to feed.
Your touching story and cadence are really...
This is just the way I talk.
What is all that water coming from your eyes? Is there something wrong with him?
It's just I've met many of my illegitimate children, but never one that was so adorably kind and had such wide open eyes.
Well, I was thinking maybe it's been some time since you've been around rats. You spend lots of time with people wearing shoes and wearing hats.
It's
and
true.
Riding cats.
Riding cats. You know, I think that's pretty neat. But when's the last time that you scampered around on tiny ratty feet? So.
Well, I'm willing to try. Since you've brought a salty tear to my rodent eye. Show me the streets, show me the home where you live. And maybe, oh maybe I'll give to your so many mouths to feed.
Scabby the rat follow his tiny gym son through the streets and grow from his heart? Or will Scabby the rat be a villain? Find out when we return to the second half of Scabby the rat, the musical.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just right there.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back. When we last left our villain?
Question mark?
He was talking with his son and his rat while the workers of London went on strike. What will happen now? Will he have a change of heart? What are we supposed to think about Scabby the Rat? Find out when we return to the second half of, well, I have to say it again,
Scabby the Rat,
the musical.
Come on, running! Splashing in the gutter! Splashing in the gutter! Oh, another fun day!
Gutter juice!
Gutter juice! Gutter juice! You got me with your gutter juice! Hey, have you ever noticed that sometimes when you say gutter juice, it looks like you're saying, I love you?
I wish, because I do love you guys.
I love you! Being a rat with you, I wouldn't trade it for anything I would do.
Being a rat
with all you,
I wouldn't trade it for anything I wouldn't do. Running around, splash, 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 getting the gutter juice all of my ashes into my mouth and into my ears.
But being a rat is more fun when you're not the only one. When you're with family and your friends, then the fun never ends.
Being a rat is more fun when you're not the only one.
When you're with family, when you're with friends, playing around all day,
the fun never ends.
Hey, look at that, right over there.
Right over there.
I've never seen something so metal and square, shiny and big, making a beep, and it's making things. Look at it, it's a shiny metal box, and you can ask it to make things, and it will make things for you. And it's got two letters on the outside. One is an A, and the other's an I. Being a rat, so much fun, scampering here in the sun.
Being a rat,
you and me, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Pass me the turnip ball.
Here you go. Don't you throw so hard. Here. Whoopsies. Our tails are tangled. Tangled tail.
Oh,
being a rat,
here's the thing. We're all tangled. We're like a rat king. We're all twisted up together with you. But that's fine. You're a few of my best friends.
Best friends.
And of course the big metal box that says,
don't worry about him, he's fine.
Best friends.
I'm going to suggest it for now. We just ignore the big box with AI.
Best friends.
Nothing is coming from the box that says AI.
I couldn't be with you.
Gutter juice,
gutter juice,
gutter juice,
gutter juice.
Hey, look! Look, it's Tiny Jim! Hey, what? Tiny Jim's come back! Hey, Tiny Jim!
Hey, Tiny Jim! Hey, Tiny Jim!
Hi, guys. These are my cousins, and I think this is my dad. You guys know him already.
We know him. Oh, dear.
Announcing the presence of Scabby the Rat.
Scabby the Rat? Oh, no.
What?
But he's the most terrible rat.
No, listen.
He's the one who left us in the dust. He's the one who's bad.
Is that really what you think of me?
Yeah, it's what we all think of you. You're bad.
You
bad
think
to
I'm
the bone.
Some sort of terrible villain?
Yeah, that's what we all think. Yeah, what with what
oh,
you
Scabby,
do.
Scabby, you have to understand. We've been hungry for so long.
Well, sir, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, look, I'm a capitalist, right? All I do.
You're a captain and a capitalist. You're a captainalist.
I'm a captainalist. And, you know, I figured that by amassing wealth and status, eventually, you know, all of what I did would sort of
trickle down to all of you.
We say that publicly, but then behind closed doors we say, but if it doesn't happen, oh well.
Yeah, but if the trickles never happen, then it's not really a sound system, is it?
I can tell you for certain we have not had any trickles.
The only thing that trickles down is gutter juice from the gutters.
And that's juice that we splash on each other. We trickle within our own ranks. I trickle to you.
Yeah.
And I trickle to you.
I trickle to you.
Sort of a mutual trickle aid system.
Yeah,
that's exactly
it. We mutually trickle.
We make sure that everyone gets what they need.
This is very strange. Reminds me of my old days on the pirate ship, back before I came to land and amassed all this money.
Mm. Scabby the Rat, so wonderful to see you out. Oh, dear. Oh, so many rats. Ouch. Oh. Ouch. Oh, they're all over my pantaloons.
You stepped on my tail.
Oh, goodness. Oh, Scabby, I haven't seen you amongst rats in 16 years. This is, distasteful. Anyway, wanted to show you our big new silver box, and I was just going to boop, 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 boop. Yep, and I have...
Hold on, let me... Oh, it is printing... It is okay, let's see, there's a bunch of paper. This is a screenplay, it looks like?
Oh, sorry, I meant to print a digital print, 3D print, myself, an effective middleman who doesn't need to sleep.
Oh, yes, here it is. Look at this. It is a little...
But that screenplay is mine. Oh. Thank you.
Did you write it?
Nope. I had that robot do it, and it's rubbish. No, but I use this AI to... Well, Scabby, we appreciate everything you do, and of course we value your time, your expertise, the certain knowledge you bring, but I could have this little metal box give me one that doesn't need to sleep and doesn't require so many rubies. So I'll be taking this ruby back. You?
He took the ruby that we carry around because we like to hold it so much. It's so big and shiny.
And I'll be taking this robot Scabby with me.
Oh, this is awful. Did you see what just happened?
I did.
Tiny Jim?
But I'm not surprised because that's what happens when you trust the upper class.
I am robot Scabby. I am prepared to undercut all unions.
Oh, you're just the middleman.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's 2.5 feet tall.
They're cutting out the middleman.
Arg. Talk more so I can better appropriate the way that you talk.
No, this is bad. The more I create, the more he takes.
The more I create, the more he takes.
Oh, no, stop copying me.
Arg, stop copying me.
Oh, this is awful.
This is horrible. All right, you unions. All right, you unions. You are bad.
I don't think he's that good at this.
All right, you unions, you are bad. I don't need rubies, I'm a dad. You're my son and I'm a dad. All you unions, you are bad. I will ride the cat, you will ride the cat. I am Utes, you are Meats. I will ride the cat.
Which one is my dad?
I'm your dad. I am tall. I am not bad. I can do what you do too. I will follow the person in the fancy shoes.
Yes, follow me, Robot Scabby. He'll get better.
Do, do, do.
Yeah, right now, he's not really great at creative things.
This is my... Well, I don't need him to be creative. I just need him to give me information about the unions.
I can be creative. What would you like me to create?
Oh, man. Could you just do like a limerick?
Sure. There once was a rat who was big. That rat was very, very big.
Uh-oh.
2.5. He made us all laugh. That rat, he was funny and big.
Was he referencing 2.5 men or just how tall he is?
2.5 rat.
And we
don't get that show down here.
We don't know.
Can you give us a drawing that has hands?
Fingers are hard for me to do.
How many teeth do you have?
Only a few. Doot, doot, beep, beep, doot, doot.
He's getting better. He sounds more and more like you, Dad.
Oh, no.
I can do all kinds of things. I am the future of creativity. Give another prompt to me.
All right, would you come up for a new name for my latest summer estate?
Give me adjectives describing the estate.
It's secluded, it's shady.
Secluded, shady estate.
That's not very good.
Can you write an essay for me for Rat School?
Yes. What is the subject?
It's what I want to be when I grow up.
Webster's Dictionary defines growing up as the process of aging. And jobs are good, and the best job is starring in the hit show Two and a Half Men. Original cast. Original cast. Ratings indicate the original cast.
We want the original cast
of Two and a Half Men.
Original cast.
Give it to me now.
The ratings indicate that we prefer the original cast.
No, no, Ashton Kutcher.
No, no, Ashton Kutcher.
No, no, Ashton Kutcher.
Still be good to spy. He's come with me, robot Scabby.
Beep boop, Two and a Half Men. Beep boop, Two and a Half Feet.
I'm terrified. It seems like he can take my job right now.
I told you, Dad.
He can maybe take the job of spying, but he's not going to take. He's very bad, Scabby.
Right, but the potential. You can see the potential.
I don't know.
Oh, no, the limerick was pretty good.
I don't even think it was.
There once was a thing
who was big. There once was a thing was big.
Big.
But two and a half. Two and a half.
There was a man from Nantucket. Nine. There no, once
they,
was
I don't think they have
a man
to be the right
who was
syllables.
Big.
I don't think it's like
I
him.
It's just rhymes.
It's rhymes. It's not syllables.
It's not like a haiku.
Haikus have
syllables. I wonder if he could rhyme a haiku.
But it has
I wonder if he could participate in the conversation that we are having right now.
Oh, too bad that Lord took him away. We won't see him for at least a bit.
We won't see him for a while.
I don't see him again.
This is changing
everything. You should never trust them. Never trust the capitalist class. Right? They don't understand what it's like.
Especially not here in time unknown London, when most of them are born into exorbitant wealth. They're born into it. They didn't earn it like you, Scabby.
They did not earn it pillaging on the high seas like you did.
Yeah, and then pilfering and reselling.
Well, you know, at least you made your own way, you know? There's a little bit more respect for it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You made your own way, you know?
Yeah. Sorry.
I heard you were playing in... You had to play in Hamburg before you came back.
Yeah, well, yeah, when I started, you know...
When you started, you were playing...
What is happening here?
Sorry, I just walked up.
Oh, hello.
You are a rat, but you have an interesting haircut.
Yeah, my bangs are across my eyes, aren't they?
Oh, wait for me,
peace
buddy.
Peace and love,
It's me.
He was also in Liverpool.
It's me, your guitarist.
Oh, hey, yeah. We just wanted to support the unions. We were on tour and we wanted to come back down.
That's right.
Yeah, we're the Rat-a-tat-tattles.
The Rat-a-tat-tattles.
The best band, the best rat band.
It is the famous rat band, the Rat-a-tat-tattles.
And we think
these unions, well, they're having a hard day's day.
Hard
day's day for unions.
Yeah, and we've sort of written a song in support
of the
unions.
We wrote this song for you, unions.
The unions. Because we know you only get by with little help.
From the rats.
From your friends who are
from
rats.
From the rat tat tattles.
From rat
back from Hamburg.
That's right.
La 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 la, la 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 la, hard day's day. La 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 la,
la 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 la,
it's a hard day's day. I was working like a boy who doesn't need to work. Should be out playing with my toy, not fulfilling the dreams of a jerk. So if I need a little help, then we all just trying to make a little ends. I can get by if I look to my left and my right and I find my friends. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Shouldn't be such a hard day day.
Wow, the drummer is incredible.
He's world renowned. Everybody
he's holding the group together.
I look around and I see so much destruction.
Tell
and I think to myself, the workers should own the means of production.
production. Like if I wrote this song, but I didn't make the money for this song. It went to somebody else, someone who's already rich. That doesn't seem fair.
Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la-la.
Doesn't have to be such a hard day's day.
Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la-la.
Doesn't have to be such a hard day.
That's a really good song.
That's, exactly. That's a really good song. That is a song that makes everyone scream and clap and shout your name.
When we sing that song, they want to hold our little hands.
I do want to hold your hands.
All of our four of them. Mm-hmm. And baby, you can drive my car.
Oh, and they brought the car as well. This is incredible.
Well, I want to be a paperback writer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all agree.
Yeah, you know what? Sorry. Sorry, I love to keep a little toothpick in my mouth. It's a little piece of Norwegian wood.
Sure. And we print all our music on Apple Records. It's just an apple we scoop out.
It's just an apple. It's a call.
Mm-hmm. It's a call.
Anyway,
and
we're
this is my silver hammer. I named it Maxwell.
How we could do this all day
I
and night.
I think we probably could.
We could do this all day. But we don't want it to be such a hard day. We could do it 8 days a week.
But did you hear what they said?
What?
Something about the workers owning the means of production? Like when you owned your own ship.
Right, yeah.
Where is that ship, by the way?
Oh, it's still in the harbor.
Oh, that's right, we just left it in the harbor.
It's being run by me, Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah, it's being run by Rocky Raccoon.
It's yours whenever you want it, boss.
Well, I've heard of a magical place far across the sea where rats aren't oppressed.
Australia.
And, oh, that's close. Oh, okay. It's close. It's called Philadelphia. And
the city of brotherly love?
That's what I've heard. I've heard that all the rats stand together and nobody ever has to go hungry.
Yeah, I heard in Philadelphia... Ooh, they have all kinds of cheese, even creamy kinds.
I heard they have creamy cheese. I heard in Philadelphia, people sing so loud and in so much unison and with such love that all of their bells crack when they hear their voices all together.
And I've heard that in Philadelphia, you should not be outside after they lose at a sports game.
Or win!
I have heard in Philadelphia.
Or win!
They grease the poles either way. I have heard in Philadelphia there's a horrible orange monster found in the basement of a Wells Fargo studio that comes up and his crazy eyes and another horrible green Muppet bird with a horn that shoots hot dogs right at you.
But Kat, you're wrong. For those two monsters, they stand with their brothers. They're deeply canonically pro-union.
Well, this is incredible.
This is good news.
You're saying, you hear this? A monster can be pro-union.
But I've always thought of myself as a monster. You're saying I could be pro-union. I could change my ways.
Yes, Dad, you can.
And you are so fearsome, so imposing. No one would dare cross a picket line that had the fearsome Captain Scabby the Rat.
There's a place we have to go. There's a sail we have to set. I'm putting down the map and crossing it down with an X. We're not hunting for gold. We're not hunting for silver. We're hunting for a place for workers' rights we will deliver.
Philadelphia!
Cream cheese.
So we set sail across the ocean. We moved across the waves. We said goodbye to London. Set sail for sunny days.
As the city became more frantic, they crossed the Atlantic, looking for a brighter day.
And there to meet them on the harbor, could not believe the odds, stood two imposing figures, two towering golden gods. One was orange, one was green, like some things you'd never seen.
Ooh.
And they said,
welcome
said,
honk.
And he said honk. But honk. His name was the Fanatic.
Yeah.
But he only says honk canonically. Like Rocky, where he learned to be union strong.
Philadelphia.
And he stood upon the picket line, and his brothers and sisters stood alone on the shores of Philadelphia. They sailed away from Philadelphia. Thank you,
the city of London.
Honk!
Goodbye!
We have returned with our hull full, not only of lessons, but also cream cheese!
Well met, it is me and my robot.
Beep boop, I am...
Your visage, Scabby, it is so intimidating. It is so fiery with fierce conviction.
And as you can see, he's grown. He's at least 20 feet tall.
Goodness, Scabby.
That's right. I am now 20 feet tall because my heart and all my other organs and bones grew.
Excuse me. Get out of my way. I'm a London customer and I need to cross this picket line to get this pie from this fancy man and his 2.5-foot metal robot.
Good luck getting past not just me, but us.
Yeah, good luck getting past us the pie makers, the candlestick makers,
the bricklayers,
and also
the fishmongers,
and also
me, a French cat,
and also thousands of rats.
Tiny rats. Doesn't matter if we're tiny, we're all big together.
I don't understand. Why are you all standing here stopping me from getting a pie? All I want is a pie.
Don't you think that I, the person who makes the pie, should benefit from you buying my pie?
Well, of course.
But that's not what's happening. They're buying up all the pies, and I have to give such an unforgivable cut to the people ahead of me for them to make more money off of my pie.
Why should the pie maker's boss make more money off the pie than the pie maker?
You know, I would have never thought about either of the things that you had said if I hadn't been stopped in my tracks by a giant, terrifying rat.
That's why I'm here. I always thought I was here to just make money and leave behind my sailor past. But I'm here for more. So much more. And it's thanks to you, Tiny Jim, that I even learned that.
Oh, Dad, thank you so much for learning and growing.
Ooh, he was a pirate. He was a middleman rat. He was a pirate. He was a middleman rat. But when things got dark and dim in his city, he sailed and learned a lesson from his son and also Gritty. He was a pirate. He was a middleman rat. He was a pirate. He was
a middleman rat.
He wore shoes and a hat, and he rode a French cat.
Meow, meow.
But where is he now? Oh, where is he at?
You can see me now flying like emblems all across the world, telling every boy and gender-neutral person and every girl that they can stand together. And you can finally see it's not evil, it is good. That is Scabby's legacy.
Listen to the pirate.
No longer a
middleman rat.
He was a pirate. No longer a middleman rat. Oh, he had a heart and oh, how he did grow. Oh, Scabby, Scabby, now we know.
We know Scabby.
cat who used to be more of a horse. Help to redistribute the wealth from all those rubies of course. Thanks to the pirate, no longer a middleman rat.
He was a pirate.
He was a middleman rat.
And his tail now was not too shabby, 'cause we
changed it.
Changed it now.
Our Scally the Rat is fiercely pro-union.
Fiercely.
Oh my gosh. Give it up. That was an incredible episode. So fun to see.
I love singing with both of you so much.
Amazing. Oh my gosh.
Guys, congratulations on a wonderful podcast. We love it. We'll miss it. I know whatever's next will be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of it.
Thanks for having us.
If listeners, you want the update on what's going on with Off Book, just find our announcement episode. Lots of good info for you there. Thank you so much, Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Thank you for Brett Morris. Double duty. Could we ask for more? It's impossible. He does so much.
Double duty, getting that booty as a pirate of well-renowned.
That's right.
He's holding it down. It's Brett Morris.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you, Philip Labus. What do you guys got coming up? What can people... You just made a billion albums. You're singing in a billion places.
If you're in the LA area, come see City Walk the Musical. This is coming out like as soon as Brett finishes it. So
be more dates. I don't have them on the books right now, but there will be more dates for City Walk the Musical at UCB Franklin. It's a huge hit, sold out every night. So come see it. It's hilarious.
I'm a singer-songwriter. Come see me on tour in August in most major metros, including London.
Hell yeah.
And, I also am printing vinyl of my original music. Check out some vinyl. And then I have a musical podcast as well where we improvise the musical version of films, and you guys have to be on it.
It's called
The Musical Version.
Yes, get it in your ears.
The musical version. Clear. Check it out.
Yes,
absolutely. We know you love them already, but love them even more.
Love them more, if such a thing were possible.
You know, let your heart keep growing. Thank you,
Scabby the Rat did.
So much for... Scabby the Rat, he grew to be 20 feet tall.
He did.
His body grew 10 sizes that day.
That's the power of standing
strong.
Not
his heart, his body.
to facilitate his life.
That's why the balloon is so big, because they wanted to make it life-size.
That's right. Happy writer's strike to those who celebrate.
Happy writer's strike. To you.
Good luck, y'all.
Thank you.
And as we say at the end of every episode,
hoist the anchor, raise the mast. I only like 2.5 men
from the original cast.
Sorry, that was a long walk.